Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, earlier this afternoon, we met Vern Troyer. He came to see us at Radio 1, otherwise known as Mini-Me off Austin Powers. Now, this is no exaggeration, right? This is how Becky reacts whenever she sees him on TV. Really cheers her up. I have to say, though, he is mini.
Yeah.
Did you see him?
No, I didn't, actually. Oh. I saw his scooter, but
bless
I didn't
him.
See him.
No, I mean, most celebrities are smaller in real life anyway, aren't they, normally?
I think I'm a size 8.
Are you? Mm. But he is so much minier. He's even more mini than you imagine him to be. Tiny. Anyway, I'm going to play you the first part of what happened now, right? This is without Becky in the room, first of all. Vern Troyer, Mini-Me, on Radio 1.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome. How long are you here for in the UK, then?
Until, like, the 17th, I believe. Just doing this little tour.
Okay, are you going to be entertaining some students, I understand?
Yeah. I'll try to, anyway.
Yeah, I do a lot of these student gigs as well, and they're really good fun.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it doesn't get crazy or anything like that?
Sometimes it gets a little bit crazy, but that's part of the fun.
Is it? Okay, so that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. They will love you.
Oh, we'll see.
What, I mean, without giving too much away, Vern, what happens on the stage when you turn up? What do you do? Just say hi and sign some autographs, and what happens?
Yeah, I mean, whatever, you know, the people that hired me to be there, whatever they want me to do, except get naked.
That's not on.
No, it's not. No. Unfortunately, we didn't write it in.
To be fair, you probably will have some of the students asking for that.
But hopefully it's in my room later.
Well, yeah, that's fine. That will also be allowed, I think.
Cool.
Can I ask, do you sign any boobs?
I have.
You have. I have as well, but I've given it up now.
Oh, why?
Just because, to be honest, Vern, I've signed so many thousands of boobs.
They all look the same, huh?
Well, after a while... Do you know what I mean? Once
yeah.
You've seen one pair, you've seen them all, haven't you?
Yeah, but I still like to, you know.
You still
sign
like to
them.
See?
Yeah.
Okay. So that is definitely on. That's allowed. Okay.
Oh, sweet.
They will ask you to do that.
Cool.
When you're here, what do people say to you when they see you?
See, it's kind of weird because it's different being here than over in the States. Here, they don't really come up to you.
They don't.
If they notice, and I notice that they notice, but they're really friendly and just, you know, that's it. Yeah. They don't really come up.
Because I remember I was on holiday once a few years ago in L.A. and I saw you at the bar surrounded by a lot of beautiful ladies.
What bar was it?
It was the Standard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't say hi because I didn't know you. I'd never met you. So
mm-hmm.
That would have been weird.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah. now, I need to introduce you to somebody who works on our show every day.
Okay.
Her name is Becky. And she, I have to say, is a massive fan of yours. She loves you. She really does. So would you mind if I could bring her in to meet you?
Yeah, definitely.
She's quite nervous and she gets a little emotional sometimes.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I hope she doesn't cry.
Oh, no.
I don't think she'll cry. She'll be fine. See, that was the first bit. Becky, I'm so good to you because I completely set that up there for you. So if you did laugh, then it would have been fine.
Really, do you think
that's
so?
That's how thoughtful and considerate he is.
I said that you maybe would get a bit emotional.
Mm. It was a really big moment for me meeting him.
You love him now?
I do, I really do. I loved him before anyway. He just makes me really happy.
More now, though, now you've met him.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so here's the moment where we brought Becky into the studio to meet Mini-Me. Becky!
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Here, give me a hug.
Oh, hey.
Nice to meet you.
Grab yourself a seat over there, my love.
Thank you.
So you've met actual Mini-Me now. How do you feel?
I know, it's amazing.
I know. Would you like to tell Vern what happened when you went to see Austin Powers at the cinema?
Yeah. I got chucked out for laughing too much.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
And
yeah.
I kind of
they threw her out.
Yeah. And I kind of complained because I didn't think that should be something that you got chucked out of the cinema.
No, I don't think you should either. You paid for it. You can laugh.
Exactly.
So, I mean, is there anything that you'd like to ask Vern or vice versa, Vern, that you'd like to ask Becky?
Is there going to be any more?
That's up to Mike. I hope so.
You're waiting for the call from Mike.
Yeah, well, he's... I think he's been putting pen to paper. It's just very beginning, and I don't see when it's going to happen. So, but I think, you know, he's thinking about it.
So you've not had a conversation with him about it yet?
Not really. Not.
Not. Yeah. It's definitely going to happen.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Are you all right, Becky?
Yeah, I'm okay.
What other films? Because I know you're in Love Guru. What other films would you like to be in?
You mean like a leading man role or something?
Yeah, whatever.
I'll probably have to write that because I don't see too many scripts involving me as a leading man. But I'll write my own and I'll get it aired and see how it is.
Maybe I could write you a film.
Yeah.
Because I know David Hasselhoff.
Ooh, don't hassle the Hoff.
Yeah. He's been on this show many a time.
Has he?
Yeah. Would you like to be sharing the bill with him? That's a no, then. We have written films before.
Really?
Yeah, there's one called Snakes Way Strain, which is a while back. That did have the Hoff in it. I mean, we can write anything. Anything you can think of.
I'll get your number, and then we'll, like, talk and see what we come up with.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, action-adventure or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Now you're talking.
Yeah, I did a short film. It's on the internet. It's called Mission Imp.
Right.
It's a comedy kind of based off of Mission Impossible. And Ethan Hunt is in it, you know, Tom Cruise. And then I play Ethan Runt instead of Hunt. So, and it's a lot of things are compared to, you know, the Mission Impossible movie. So it's funny. You need to look it up on the internet.
What do we look up?
Mission Imp.
Okay. We'll have a look at that later, yeah. Becky. She actually loves you. I don't want to put her on the spot, but every time we show her a clip of you in Austin Powers, she... yeah. You like it, don't you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now,
thank you.
So I understand you're you just got off the plane, what, yesterday?
Yesterday morning.
And your first gig is tonight?
Yeah, it's at Leicester Square, Tiger Tiger.
Cool.
So, anybody listening, come out and see us.
What do you wear when you go on stage? Do you wear a special outfit, or do you just turn up as you? Or?
Just turn up as me. Yeah. Jeans and a t-shirt, you know. I don't like to dress up, so I'm like a slob, I guess, if you want to say that.
Well, Vern, thank you very much for coming in today. I think you've made Becky's life.
Well, that's sweet. I mean, it's a good compliment. And I'm glad you introduced me to her.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. I think we'll have a conversation when we leave here.
Okay, good. Thank you very much, Vern.
No problem. Thank you.
Oh, what a nice man he is.
Was he?
Really, really nice. I didn't know whether he'd be a bit, darling, I'm mini-me.
What?
Do you know what I mean? I thought he might be a bit of a Hollywood diva, but he was the sweetest guy. So wanted you, Becky.
He did,
so
actually. I did get that impression.
Oh, yeah.
He just kept getting me to hug him.
Yeah.
I didn't mind, you know.
There are pictures online.
Actually believe that, don't you? That he wanted you.
Oh, I think he did. He kept mentioning it. And if you look at
more than Katy Perry wanted me?
Yeah, a lot more.
I doubt that.
If you look at the picture online, Fern's hand is resting on, on Becky's...
I didn't even notice that when it was taken.
Becky's thigh.
Is it?
BBC.co.uk.
Chappers is straight there.
/Radio 1. There's one of the... Is your one up, the one that doesn't speak?
Not to get any kind of kick out of it.
They're having an arm wrestle.
The one that doesn't speak is having an arm wrestle with Mini-Me, and I'm... Well, I'm holding his hand.
Why?
He tried to do that kind of, you know, grip that guys do, and I just held his hand.
That does just look like you're holding it like you're holding his hand,
yeah. So tiny, that's why.
Oh, don't look at mine, it's another Matt Lucas special.
Go online to...
I really must learn to wear makeup when people are coming in.
BBC.co.uk/...
Neither of you look that pleased.
Radio 1. We are pleased. He was great.
And the one that doesn't speak is, of course, pixelated out.
That's right.
Apart from, you can just see his arm and his jumper.
But he was so cool.
Well, and obviously you're going to write a film for him because you know David Hasselhoff.
I don't know why I said that.
No.
Anyway, go and have a look at the pictures online. And if you're a student, then no doubt Mini-Me will be pleasuring you somewhere very soon in the UK. He's doing a bit of a tour.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, it's the US election tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You've been hearing all about it on Newsbeat. I know who I'm going to vote for. Where about you?
I don't know.
I'm going to go onto the news pages online, like Acorn said, and decide after that.
Yeah. I mean, it seems more people actually vote for them over here than over there. If you, what's occurring is anything to go by earlier on.
Are you American yourself?
No.
Are you allowed to vote in the election?
Yes, I am. I'm 19, so yeah, obviously I am, yeah.
Thank God. You can't actually vote because you don't live there and he's you're not 19. American. Oh, he's 19, sorry, you can. Now, in America at the moment, they are desperately trying to get people to vote. And what they've done is they've recruited pretty much every famous person in the world for some adverts. Like this.
Please, just don't vote. Don't vote.
Don't vote. Don't vote.
No, seriously, don't.
You don't care.
What's the point? Don't.
Don't vote.
Don't vote, really.
Clever what they're doing here, you see.
What? Is it reverse psychology?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
They've got people like Leonardo DiCaprio, they've got Dustin Hoffman, Sarah Silverman, Jennifer Aniston, all doing these messages, right?
Why would you vote?
Who cares? The economy's in the toilet. I don't care. I got so much money.
Don't.
Out of the question. Don't vote. Because who cares about, you know, your children's education?
Reading? Literacy?
Very clever.
Was the one who said, I've just got so much money, was that you?
No.
You haven't been part of the campaign?
No.
Okay.
Very clever, though. The best thing I like about it is the return of the public service announcement, where celebrities tell you what to do. Now, we don't have them here, do we?
No.
It wouldn't really work. Hi, I'm Chico. Don't vote. But in America, celebrities are telling you to vote.
Who cares about global warming and the fact that
our polar ice caps are melting?
I hear polar bears can swim.
Now, this goes on for about 5 minutes.
If you think that everybody deserves to be taken care of when they're sick, then maybe you should actually reconsider. Maybe you should vote.
Well, thank you, celebrities, for telling us what to do. I love a public service announcement, I do.
I mean, you could vote if you care about welfare, minimum wage,
the economy, gay rights, abortion rights.
Yep.
And are they deliberately being condescending?
I don't know.
Can they just not help it?
Dustin Hoffman's on as well. Here's what he says.
All you need is a mouse.
Now, why do you need a mouse to vote?
Hey?
All you need is a mouse.
What do you do? Take it with you to the polling station?
Normally you have to take a polling card with you. Is it different in America?
In America,
you have to take a small rodent.
You have to take a mouse.
All you need is a mouse.
Wow.
Well, actually, I didn't know that, so I'm grateful Dustin Hoffman told us that.
See, if I was American a year ago, I would have been fine, because I had two in my house at one point.
Do you get one vote per mouse?
I don't know.
Is that how it's done, though?
All you need is a mouse.
I wish we had more celebrities telling us what to do. Don't you here? I do.
I like it.
I really
a lot.
Like it.
I like being told what to do.
All you need is a mouse. Right, I've got an old one here. Okay, here's an old public service announcement. Tell me what this one is for, okay? What are they trying to say to you here?
R2, you're on fire!
R2, you're on fire. That's actual CP3O.
Don't play with matches.
R2-D2, who? What? Don't play with matches, okay?
Yeah. R2-D2, you found a cigarette! Well, I don't think smoking is grown up at all.
That's right, it's an anti-smoking campaign with R2-D2 having a fag.
So what, don't smoke if you're a robot?
Yeah. Is the message there.
Oh, hello.
Who's he saying that to?
Oh, hello.
You know smoking is bad for your health, yeah. And it isn't grown up at all. Okay. So please, don't smoke.
All right.
R2, do you really think I don't have a heart?
Oh.
Now...
That sounded a bit like blackmail, didn't it?
Hmm.
Yeah, but also...
Yeah, but the people in Star Wars are telling you not to smoke.
Yeah, but I know we get loads of abuse for this when we say this, but I really don't know a great deal about Star Wars.
No,
but does R2-D2 have arms? Or a mouth?
I think it would be quite hard for him to
I
smoke.
I might Google
yeah.
image R2-D2.
Yeah, Google him.
Well, if he hasn't got arms...
How do you smoke with no arms?
And he hasn't got a mouth, how's he having a fag?
Don't know.
Poor casting.
There's loads of... loads of anti-smoking ones. Here's another one. This is Yogi Bear.
Why do people smoke, Yogi?
According to statistics, they'd be better off if they didn't.
That's a rubbish slogan, isn't it? According to statistics, they'd be better off if they didn't. That's rubbish. And here's another Star Wars one for you.
When friends drink too much, even in galaxies far, far away, friends don't let friends drive drunk.
There we are, that's Don't Let Your Friends Drive Drunk.
Is that a drunk Chewbacca?
Yeah.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Now, I want to know, right, he's doing a lot of these gigs across the UK, right? Yeah. What happens when he turns up? What do they do? Do they just go, hello, everyone, look, it's me, Mini-Me. Everyone goes, woo, yeah. Then what happens?
I don't know. Then they have people have photos with him and he signs a few things.
Right, and that's it.
I don't know, really.
It's a bit like when, because you know, obviously with you and Comedy Dave, you've got a whole act going on right now.
Oh, it's a whole audio-visual show.
It's a big show.
Yeah.
I mean, and I can play records, so it's like a DJ set. Mm. Right? But what do those people do? It's like when the Big Brother people turn up.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Bob off of Big Brother 4. Woo! Woo! Then
don't,
what?
Don't they just stand... I presume they just stand there looking quite uncomfortable, don't they?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't
Shake
know...
Shake a few hands, take the money and leave.
Is that it?
Or in
Minimi's case, sign a few boobs.
Yeah.
And then leave. I'd be intrigued to see what his stage show is like.
Why don't you go along? I might go.
I'm going to Killers tonight, though, aren't I? Otherwise, I would have gone to Tiger.
Yeah, but if he's doing a whole tour, go to one of them.
That's sweet. I mean, it's a good compliment. And I'm glad you introduced me to her. I think we'll have a conversation when we leave here.
He loves you so much, Becky. You'd be a brilliant couple. Think about it.
Have you had a conversation?
Did you have a conversation after he left?
No, we had a couple more hugs and then he quickly got on his scooter and went home.
Some people quite liked it when he said this.
Ooh, don't hassle the Hoff.
Yeah. That would be quite good as a thing on your phone, I think.
Ooh, don't hassle the Hoff.
I do love him. He's brilliant. And here's my favourite, well, your favourite bit of the interview. Maybe I could write you a film.
Yeah.
Because I know David Hasselhoff.
Oh, why did I Sounds a bit like you're boasting.
Why did I say that?
I know David Hasselhoff.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
I'd like to start off with an apology to all the trick-or-treat kids that came round on Friday night. Have you got an apology to make this year?
No, I don't. I didn't have any trick-or-treaters on Friday night.
Wasn't it last year? It was on a Thursday, and they came around during Coronation Street, and had sweets thrown at them.
No, I don't think it was. What was it during? I'm not quite sure whether it was during Corrie. It couldn't have been during Corrie if it was a Thursday. Was it a Wednesday? It's Wednesday, because today's a leap, because this year is a leap year, isn't it? So it's a Wednesday last year. They did come around in Corrie, and there was an unfortunate incident involving one trick-or-treater and a chupa-chup.
Yeah.
But... So that might be a reason why I didn't get any.
Yeah.
This
year. Well, they've been warned off now, haven't they?
No, but also, there was a thing in our area by... you only got trick-or-treated... I didn't know this till afterwards, but you only got trick-or-treated if you put a pumpkin outside your house.
What?
And that was a sign that you were, that it was fine to trick-or-treat your house, apparently.
That's very civilised.
Isn't it? Yeah. I didn't know this.
Posh round your way, isn't it?
No. I didn't know this, and therefore didn't have a pumpkin outside my house, so I think that might be why I wasn't bothered.
I wasn't in. I went to Sheffield to entertain some students, but my flatmate was in, and we didn't have any sweets, so he just handed out some... Do you remember when you were watching Scott Cam?
Yeah.
And there was a big kind of basket on the kitchen table, full of produce, you know, like groceries,
yeah. It was like
vegetables, yeah. Fruit.
It's like a hamper had been nicked from a harvest festival.
Yeah, it was like a harvest festival, and our boss, Rob, just kept bringing round new vegetables and fruit every day.
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, they're still there. And so, apologies if you got a pear or an onion...
Or a root vegetable.
Or a carrot on Friday night when you came round. We're trying to get rid of them, see?
Jamie Oliver would be very impressed with you, though.
You see?
You know?
He would, wouldn't
every
he?
Yeah. Every little helps, so that's a different ad, I think.
Don't give him sweet.
No.
Give them a root vegetable.
Give them fruit.
Someone got a butternut squash out of it. It's been there for ages.
I don't think they'd have known what that was,
that's
would they?
Quite, I don't know. That's quite healthy, though.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe they were a little bit disappointed. Did you get any around your house, Becky?
No, I'd like to apologise for eating all their sweets. Thank you very much.
Did you sit there with the lights off just eating their sweets?
Bought loads of sweets and then just sat there
No one came round?
Well, I was hiding behind the sofa with
Those
the lights
poor
on. They might have
children.
Thought I was out, but I had a great time.
I still think I win with the vegetables. There we are.
You do?
Thank you.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Podcast.
I tell you what, those appearances that people do, it's a bit like being a boxer, I'd imagine. All right, we'll give you some money, right? Quite a lot of money. And then you turn up and you get hit. All right. Okay, then. That's brilliant. I was on last year's Big Brother. I'll do that.
Hey.
Mikey from Big Brother went to a club appearance last year. Just stood there and everyone shouted obscenities at him until he left. A bit awkward. Thanks for that text. Anthony from Big Brother came to our uni. This is from Mike in Southampton. Just got booed for a bit. People shouted obscenities. Point thrown at him. Left.
God.
Oh. Bad, isn't it? Ahmed from Big Brother just got plates thrown at him. Also, that's awful. The worst... Sorry.
Said he laughing.
That is... The worst thing you can do...
Who would take plates to a gig?
I don't know. I think they were paper plates. It's fine. I don't know why. Maybe there's a buffet or something.
Yeah, exactly.
The worst thing you can do, in my experience at those things, I was doing a gig in Birmingham once, and the cheeky girls were there, and people were throwing plastic bottles, and then one of them goes, please don't throw the plastic bottles, it's very dangerous. Don't say that, because you say please don't throw bottles.
It makes it worse.
A massive barrage of bottles then comes towards you, especially if you're the cheeky girls.
Exactly.
So don't do that, is my tip. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Scott.
Where are you today?
I'm in Oxford.
Okay, what are you doing?
Just doing some work, really, uni work.
Okay, cool. So who have you had at your uni?
We had Toady from Neighbours.
Oh, yeah, he does the rounds.
Yeah.
And what did he do? Did he just stand there and people threw stuff?
Well,
or
yeah, like he just came on stage and then we just asked him questions and then someone just asked him why he's so fat. And that was about it. And then he just signed some autographs and then went.
Now, we know why somebody asked him why he was so fat.
Why?
Do you know this?
No.
Right, basically, tell me if this is true, other students that have seen Toady. I think he plants somebody, well, we know that he plants somebody in the audience to ask that question, doesn't he?
Really?
Well, oh, yeah.
I heard apparently he always, like, does the same answer.
Well, yeah, so tell me if this is true,
well, there's
right?
nothing wrong with doing the same act at
no,
every different
no,
place.
No, that's absolutely fine.
Obviously.
But normally what he will do is he will get someone in the audience to go, why are you so fat? And then he will do an obscene joke involving a biscuit.
Yes. Exactly. And someone's mum.
And someone's mum, that's it, that's the one.
That's amazing.
Yeah, see? We know his act.
Yeah.
Yeah, every time. Cool. So he answered the fat question and just left.
Yeah, and then, there was just a massive queue with people. He wanted his autograph.
You sound a little bit disappointed that joke wasn't as spontaneous as you thought it was.
Well, I want to be careful that I didn't say anything, like, wrong.
Yeah, I'm glad that you didn't. Thanks very much. I love you.
That's all right. Love you too.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Oh, what's occurring?
And it's time for our guessing game quiz. Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, what's occurring?
A brand new week. It's Becky versus Chappers. And you can play along at home. Why don't you do that? 81199.
We've got that amazing scoreboard to use that you made for us over the weekend, haven't we?
I forgot, all right? I'll do it tonight. Oh, I can't do it tonight. Killers.
How you do when you get home from the Killers?
Be a bit late for me, that. What time do they finish?
I don't know.
11 o'clock, no, that's too late. By the time I get home, it'll be midnight.
Right. Okay.
Right.
In the morning?
Do it tomorrow. Right, here's your first situation.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know the US election?
Yeah.
It's tomorrow.
Yeah?
Did you know that?
Yes. Don't get a point.
Yeah. Who are you going to vote for?
Oh, I don't know. I'll decide tomorrow.
No, seriously, who are you going to vote for?
I don't know. I'll decide tomorrow.
You can't vote, you buffoon.
Well, you say that, but you don't know my background.
What?
Nothing. Go on, carry on.
What does that mean?
I think he's trying to pretend he might be American.
Are you
somewhere?
Secret American?
No, why would I pretend?
Well, you said we don't know your background, so how would you be able to vote if you
Look, move
American?
On, honestly.
You can't say something like that and just leave us hanging
I
there.
I can.
Right, okay, well, we went onto the street earlier and asked some people who they were going to vote for.
Right.
In the election, knowing full well that because they live here, they actually can't. But here's my question to you. How many people on the streets of Great Britain say that they are going to vote for Barack Obama tomorrow?
No, I don't.
How many people did you ask? A few?
Yeah. About 10. 7, maybe.
Okay.
Can you not tell the difference between...
just tell me how many.
All right.
3?
It's a guessing game quiz, you know what I mean? Doesn't really matter.
You're going 3, are you?
Yeah.
I'm going to go 2, because I reckon you'll have probably at least spoken to one American in this and one stupid person.
Okay, so what are you saying?
I'm saying 2.
You're saying 2?
Yeah.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Let's find out how many people from Great Britain want to vote for Barack Obama tomorrow in the US election.
Who will you be voting for in the American election?
From what I've read, Obama's got some very good views on foreign policy. I like his style and I like his outlook.
And are you American yourself?
I'm not, no, I'm English.
So we've got the American elections tomorrow. Yeah. Who will you be voting for?
Obama.
And why is that?
Well, he's the best candidate, really. The other guy seems Obama. To me to be a bit pretentious and a bit kind of old.
I haven't really followed the election that closely, but I would say Obama, just because I think it'd be great to see the first black president in America. Yeah.
Are any of you guys American, then?
No.
No. Okay, so the American elections are tomorrow. Yeah. Who will you be voting for?
Obama.
And why?
Because he's the man.
Real, he's real. Like, nah, for real, Barack Obama, because he's talking a lot of sense.
So, we've got the American elections tomorrow. Who will you be voting for?
Probably Obama.
And why would you say that?
Seems to be quite an invigorating breath of fresh air for the in terms of American politics.
Are you American yourself?
No, I'm not.
So are you allowed to vote in the election? So we've got the American elections tomorrow. Who will you be voting for?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
Are you American yourself?
No.
Are you allowed to vote in the election?
Yes, I am. I'm 19, so yeah, obviously I am, yeah.
That's my reason why I can vote as well.
Yeah. Here's my favourite.
Are you American yourself?
No.
Are you allowed to vote in the election?
Yes, I am. I'm 19, so yeah, obviously I am, yeah.
Anyone find that a little bit worrying?
Massively worrying.
Yeah.
So in fact...
Do you think those people are going to go to their local polling station tomorrow?
So is that...
I'd like to vote for Barack Obama, please. You can't.
Or walk into their local church and or primary school.
Yeah. I did like the 19-year-old guy. Hilarious. Six people said they were going to vote for Barack Obama.
It was all of them, wasn't it?
The last one...
Oh, said, he didn't say
know.
That, right.
So six people. Becky wins.
Oh! What's the kidding?
He doesn't know, but he is loud, even though he's not American.
That is astonishing. I just before, I was looking at NBC's website in America, right, and they have this little advert on there from a well-known coffee chain that says if you go into their coffee chain and say, I voted, they'll give you a free coffee. So do you think all those people are going to try that in this country tomorrow?
They could try it at the Starbucks, which is right next to where we asked them.
Yeah, that was the chain I was trying not to mention, but there you go.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, there you are.
Sorry. Good. Right, here's the next situation. You know Britney Spears?
Yeah, she voted.
I don't know. Exclusively on this show, she has done me a very special message. How cool is that? Well, you know we have a close relationship, right?
No, but... Right.
Here's my question to you. In minutes and seconds, please, how long is my personal message... from the one and only Miss Britney Spears. Becky.
30 seconds.
Chappers.
4 seconds.
Four?
Yeah.
You can't say anything in 4 seconds.
I'm saying 4 seconds.
Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here is my exclusive special message from Britney Spears.
Hi, this is Britney Spears, and you're listening to Scott Mills on Radio 1.
2 seconds.
Moving on! There you go!
I thought you said you were close. You said like she'd never heard of you before and was very bored.
I don't think she can be asked. Listen.
Hi, this is Britney Spears, and you're listening to Scott Mills on Radio 1.
I was just another name on a page for her.
She rushed through it, didn't she?
Hi, this is Britney Spears, and you're listening to Scott Mills on Radio 1.
She couldn't sound less interested, could she? 2 seconds, Chappers win.
Oh! What's occurring?
Do you understand, as a fan, how much that hurts me deep inside?
Especially when you have such a close relationship, as you've just said.
It's
well.
Like she's never heard of me.
Hi, this is Britney Spears, and you're listening to Scott Mills on Radio 1.
Next one.
Apparently she's done one for John Humphreys for tomorrow.
Off Radio 4? No, she hasn't. Hope she delivers it with such gusto as she did mine.
No, one for John Humphreys is 37 seconds.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
You know Mini-Me off Austin Powers?
Yes.
He was in earlier today. Now, do you think he likes to sing along with tunes? Maybe if he's in his car or a car. What do you think? Do you think he'd like to sing along with popular tunes?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
Well, it's time for Carry On Singing. And this week, it's Michael Jackson week. So, here's my question to you. You know when you sing along to songs and you think you know the words, but you don't actually? How many Michael Jackson tracks could Mini-Me sing along to correctly? Out of three.
Thanks. None.
None?
Because people find it really hard, this.
Yeah, I mean, you know the melody, but do you know the words? Mm. That's the thing. We've tried this with several people before. Becky?
One, because he said none.
All right, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Mini-Me on Carry On Singing, Michael Jackson Week. And here it is on Radio 1.
Thriller night. So I'm on the move and you are here.
I don't know what that was.
He's on the move.
Thriller night. So I'm on the move and you are here.
No, I think that's probably a no. Don't think I can give him that one, can I?
No.
Okay, next one. Remember, it's out of three.
I'm bad. You know it. I'm bad. I'm hearing you or thinking of me. Cause I'm bad. I'm bad. I'm bad looking at you. I'm bad.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
That can't be right. He just repeats, I'm bad.
Yeah, but it's Mini-Me. I like him.
That, you can't give
all
that.
Right, okay, right. So none so far. Here's the last one on Carry On Singing, Michael Jackson Week.
Over in the night, just beat it. Beat it. We're coming to you live, let's beat it. Just beat it. We're staying here and you can come see us, so beat it.
Yeah. Right. Here's what actually happens in the song.
Only just right. It doesn't matter who's wrong or right.
See?
Just beat it.
When you hear the music, it's so easy.
Yeah, I know. That's weird.
What do I do now? Do I...
That's a no.
Yes!
You're
just...
No!
I think it's a
mini
yes.
Me.
He said,
amazing.
When you're over in the night, just beat it. That isn't in there.
I want Becky to win because I love Mini-Me.
I need, let me guess, it's your game, your rules.
Yeah. Does that work?
Yay!
Yeah, you win anyway.
Just press the jingle.
Right, congratulations. I enjoyed that. That's good.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.